Hello and welcome to the first installment of Trish Talk. So sorry about all of the delays we had going into this. Still pretty new at figuring out all this sound stuff, so I think I just gotta turn up the volume like a lot so I can hear myself. I hope it doesn't sound too echoey. I'm trying to get as close to the mic as I can without making you guys hear all my spit and everything. So yeah. Again, welcome to the first installment of Trish Talk. My name is Patricia. I am a second-year student here at Wilfrid Laurier. I was so graciously given this lovely opportunity to speak on a mic. I took it, and I'm so excited. So what is Trish Talk? Basically, every single Friday at 10 a.m., you guys can tune in if you'd like. Tell your friends, tell your moms, tell your aunts, uncles, all that. To listen to me talk about trending topics, interesting topics, just about everything, because I love talking. I realized that all I needed was a mic and a platform, and Radio Laurier was offering that, so. Yes, if you can hear some background noise, it's because the window's open. I apologize. Again, still new to this. So if you're interested in more things Trish Talk after this episode, I will shout out my socials now, and then I'll also put them at the end of this video, or end of this recording. It's Trish Talk Wulu, if you're interested, on Instagram, and then Trish Talk on YouTube, and X, Twitter, whichever one you want to call it, and on TikTok as well. Probably would just post clips, because you will be seeing a lot more of me on YouTube. Anyways, starting off strong with entertainment news. So, everything new that's happened so far. We're starting off strong with the Super Bowl and the halftime. I loved it. I get it. We're starting off strong first. It was obviously a distraction from everything that is going on in Gaza. We know this. Usher, very, very disappointed in your stance. Your stance is your stance, but do what you gotta do. It is still Free Palestine. But let's talk about how great it was. I personally really did enjoy Usher's halftime. I thought it was great. Obviously, it does not compare to Rihanna's halftime or Coldplay's halftime with Beyonce and Bruno Mars, obviously. But I think we're forgetting that Usher's a performer as well. Yes, he came out with bangers, hits, club hits, love hits, romance hits, all that, but he's also a performer, like a great, great performer, great dancer. He was giving us visuals that we have not seen in decades, honestly. And we wanted to complain because we didn't see Justin Bieber on stage with him. This is what everybody's complaining about. Justin Bieber wasn't there. This is so upsetting. Why? He wouldn't have added anything. We had Ludacris. There was Lil Jon. He had Alicia Keys. He brought her. And y'all were still like, no, this isn't enough. I want that white boy. What? Justin Bieber was there anyway. Trust me, the camera was on him and his lovely, lovely wife. So you still got to see him. I don't think Justin himself even wanted to do anything like that. I'm pretty sure I saw on X that something was saying that Justin didn't even want to perform. Usher had asked him and he didn't even want to. But again, it's discrediting the beautiful body of work he put on for us. He was on roller skates, jumping around. He was giving us seductive dance moves. He was hitting us with his little bounce roll. Come on, like, it was a great throwback, a great honor of his legacy that he's leaving. And you guys are still like, oh, but he didn't do the song with Justin Bieber. No, we need to learn to appreciate good art when it hits us, because we're really gonna lose it soon. The minute Beyonce retires, the minute Nicki Minaj retires, the minute, we hope, I don't hope actually, but when Drake decides to hang it up, when a lot of these longtime rappers decide to hang it up, you guys are gonna start to realize, oh my gosh, we are not left with almost anything. Like, a lot of these artists, the older ones, are giving us bangers and hits and performances and visuals that we will not ever get again from these newer artists. Look at half these music videos we're seeing now. It's just a bunch of lovely, lovely women shaking butt in some thongs on a beach, and then the lyrics consist of paraphernalia and just nonsense, like things that are not serving this youth. But I digress. I really enjoyed the halftime performance. I thought it was great. Alicia, though, babe. You really are never beating those rumors, the Little Mermaid rumors. This is what happens, I guess, when you steal a girl's man. If you don't know the lure of it is rumored, because, you know, the celebrities never confirmed it themselves, but it is rumored that Alicia Keys stole Swiss Beats from Swiss Beats' wife, and her karma is losing her ability to sing as great as she did. As of late, her live performances have not hit as hard as we hoped, but again, I knew she needed to warm up a little bit. I knew she needed just to start off. It was a rough start off, you know, the voice crack in the beginning, but again, I knew she needed to figure out a way to get the ball rolling, and she did that. And again, she has a husband, Usher has a wife, but the performance was giving single. The performance, I honestly would have thought this was the couple here. Like, this is the married couple. I loved it. Again, it really did add to the Mabu, really, like, that feel. But again, you both are married people. But again, it was a performance, so again, we're not complaining. As for the actual Super Bowl, Timu, where did you get the money for 3 Super Bowl ads? This is what those Timu links is paying for. This is how y'all get them. 3 Super Bowl ads. Let's see how much Super Bowl ads are going for. How much does it cost? Sorry, if you can hear my watch in the back. It's a cheap one and it's broken. So, how much does it cost to... How much does an ad cost in the Super Bowl? Roughly $7 million. Timu paid $7 million times 3, $21 million for Shops Like a Billionaire. I'm not gonna lie, it ate. That jingle had me repeating it. I almost fell for the Timu little scam. I almost believed, damn, I should go shop on Timu. No. 3 ads, y'all. Timu, I'm not doubting it. I'm never one to knock down getting some for cheap. I love the idea of getting things for a reduced cost. Timu just gives, like, for me, it just looked like it looks worse than Alibaba, and I really thought Alibaba couldn't get any worse. Like, shopping on AliExpress, I'm even so weary. And the fact that it's rumored, but, you know, multiple people have came out to say that they've been charged 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times. They've been charged that many times from the Timu card. They've been charged unnecessarily on their credit cards from Timu. And people are still willingly promoting it, shouting it out. Oh, let me send you my Timu referral link. Have you lost it? No. But yeah, Timu, you got it like that, girl. I didn't know y'all had the money like that. I guess that's what happens when you don't pay your taxes. You can really fork out $21 million to pay for 3 Super Bowl ads. What other ads were in? I believe there was... there's that scandal with the Cetaphil one going on. Apparently, Cetaphil stole a black woman and white stepdad's, I guess, preface of the fact that the Super Bowl is bringing people together through Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. And they were having, like, these heartfelt things, and, like, obviously sharing the fact that, like, oh my gosh, Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, like, we can bond over this. And I guess Cetaphil saw that and took it and ran with it. And then also casted the person that they based this off of as a light-skinned woman, and then kept the man. I'm just so confused. If you were going to steal off the idea, at least, you know, keep it a black, like, I'm not saying if you black racially, not black, but, like, us black people, we're not getting very much representation, okay? It's cute, it was nice, and especially if it was a stolen idea to dilute it, I just think that's absurd. I think that's absurd. Next in entertainment news is the Grammys. As someone who believes that there's too many award shows going on, I obviously did not tune into the Grammys, but I did watch TikTok highlights. But again, to circle back on my point, there is abundantly too many award shows, especially in America. Can we just have a dedicated week, month, even if y'all really want to push it, like May? I know that's what the Met Gala. So if we could even just have 1 month, 1 week where every award goes on, so everybody can just keep track, keep following. It happens all at once, and then we don't do it again for the next like 11 months. It's just so much and too much to keep account of. I truly believe we need to decorate and honor our artists and our actors because and our producers because they do so much for entertainment. Like, genuinely, without them, the world would be quite boring. But we don't need to have y'all having an award show every third week. I'm tired of it. But in Grammy news, let's see who won. Let's see who won. I know there was a bunch of controversy about Killer Mike. Listen, again, I have no idea who that is, but I did listen to, what was that song? Science. Scientists and Engineer, it features Andre 3000. I only listened to a little bit of it, but I wanted to read some of the lyrics just to get a rough idea of the type of lyrics and the type of, influence Killer Mike is giving. This is his third verse on Scientists and Engineers. Music, computers, and robbers and looters with shooters, and shooters with Rugers, and shooters with Rugers, CDs with my tutors, and my tutors taught me a terrible miracle. You can't lie, cheat, and still kill in America. Be celebrated like Captain America. F with it, I'm with it, let's get it. If I was playing this, like, it probably sounds just as hard as it is reading it, because I don't know. I don't believe that artists were snubbed. I just don't think Killer Mike should have won everything. Like, people are saying Travis Scott should have won, Listen, okay? I'm not a huge Travis fan. Never have been. But I did listen to Utopia. Thought it was great. Couple songs that I still even have on rotation now. Obviously, the Grammys are, like, there's no set rule of how they judge music and, like, award these artists. I believe, and I'm pretty confident, that the Grammys judge it based off of influence. But let's see. How do the Grammys choose winners? The Academy voting members, all involved in the creative and technical process of recording, then participate in the nominating process that determines five finalists in each categories, the final voting process. They base it... I'm so sorry, bless me. It's based on... The people that are voting are composed of a pool of songwriters, producers, performers, engineers, instrumentalists, and all those beautiful people who compose music. And obviously we know that if you pay or bribe, gift the Grammy voters a certain gift, you're likely to sway their opinion on which way to vote. Again, I listened to Utopia. I enjoyed some of the songs on Utopia, still have them in rotation. I just don't really think Travis Scott was robbed. It was a great body of work. Nobody's heard of Killer Mike, but again, if I'm listening to this composure, even just hearing Scientists and Engineers, I really think it's a great piece of work that should be awarded something. I don't know. I personally look at it as, what type of influence is this music giving? And I would hope these judges would do the same. I always look at music of what type of influence it's giving. I know I'm not to say that this is how the voters voted, but for me, this is my personal opinion, I think that based on influence, if your music is not teaching the youth or the people that are, like, listening to the music anything, if it's just feeding them nonsense, I really don't think it's deserving of a Grammy. I think a Grammy is a stamp of approval to say that you as an artist have such an influence over the masses. Obviously, Travis Scott has an influence, but it's never been positive. And also, you think after Astroworld, they're really going to award him anything? Like, I don't know. I personally wouldn't think they would give him anything. Again, Utopia, a great body of work. I just don't think it's, like, fighting worthy. Like, we also realize Grammys are not as to, like, anymore mean as much as they used to. So if you don't win one, I just don't see the problem. Like, there's plenty of artists. Miley Cyrus just won her first Grammy. And she's given us Party in the USA. She's given us almost any Hannah Montana hit. You mean to tell me any Hannah Montana hit is not deserving of a Grammy? again, I just don't think a Grammy solidifies anymore what it means to be a decorated artist. But you again, Utopia just wasn't it. So sorry for getting on topic on that. But let's get back to it. Yes, the Grammys were beautiful. Again, Miley Cyrus won her first Grammy. Her performance was beautiful. It was definitely giving Tina Turner the hair, the outfit, the shimmy, the everything. She knew, she came, and she did not play. And yeah, why are y'all acting like you don't know the song? Because it was everywhere. Flowers was everywhere the entire summer. Like, come on. She was lovely. Lovely, lovely, lovely. To get into the real tea, though, do y'all hate Taylor Swift after all that? Do y'all think she's a little pick-me or something? Again, I'm not formulating too much of my opinions on anything, because, again, I don't know this girl. I don't know this girl. I don't know what she stands for. I don't know who she be. But seeing the lack of posts and the lack of aid when the entire world is going through crisis, and you had a record-breaking tour, and have done virtually nothing to give back to those struggling, it just, I don't know, it just has me always looking at people a little bit funny. But I've always looked at Taylor Swift a little bit funny. I've never truly been, like, a fan of hers, obviously. I can recognize some good music, you know, style. I will turn up to that song. I think it's a great song. Let me shut this window a little bit. Hold on. Sorry, you can hear some birds in the back. But yeah, Taylor Swift, cute girl, fun girl. But I just think, especially after that Grammy debacle of, you know, her clearly trying to steal Olivia's moment when she's performing, being the only one standing, knowing good and full well the entire internet knows about y'all's feud. Use that word loosely, because again, we never know what goes on behind closed doors. Seeing her with Jack Antonoff, beating on him the way she's, and again, she's like that, you know, a love surge, we may say. That's cute. I just think, girl, at 34, get it together. I don't know. Again, I don't want to be, you know, ageist. Nobody come and attack me for being ageist. At 34, there should just be a level of, like, public media training that you should have. And yes, celebrate your friend, but, like, girl, beating on him like that. I don't know. I just think that was a little bit funny. Again, the Olivia moment, her moment with Boy Genius. They clearly stand 10 toes down behind Palestine, and know, obviously, the fact that Taylor Swift has not posted anything, said anything, donated anything. So for them to be wearing their pins, their Palestine pins, and for Taylor to, I want to put this on your head, I want to, again, still think that's, girl, read the vibe. Like, get the hint, take the hint, let's get with the times. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm very, very sick. One second. That was so gross. I'm so sorry. But yeah, Grammys were great. Congratulations to all the artists that, I guess, did their big one. And to the ones that didn't, again, a Grammy should not solidify anything. Spinning back on Taylor Swift, also tie into our next topic on entertainment news, blind items. If you do not know what those are and what the tea is behind that, blind items are basically a news story, basically gossip, in which the matters are reported while the identities of the people are not revealed. So people in inner circles of these celebrities, or people who got the free time of an unemployed friend, will stalk or report on these celebrities' personal lives, give the scoop. They're basically TMZ, but do the shit for... They're basically TMZ, but do the stuff for free. So... And then they just report it on any... They can... Honestly, anything can be a blind item. Like, any person can jump up on any social media. But I feel like specific blind item meetings, it's catered to, like, a gossip column in a news article. So, that's what it is. And, yeah, I will read you some of my favorite blind items right now. If you don't know this girl on TikTok, I follow. Her name is Kelsey... Or, what is it? Casey Morris? She is funny. She is so hilarious. She really gets the point across on allegedly. Hold on, sorry. The Wi-Fi is not connected in here. Give me 2 seconds. Loud for you guys. I figured it was
sorry.
This is a blind item from 2018 about Taylor Swift and Karlie Kloss. If you follow the Taylor Swift lore, I'm only reading this just to give y'all a gist. I don't believe this, nor do I stand 10 toes behind these statements, but they're just interesting to read. But if you follow some Taylor Swift lore for a minute, there was some rumors that her and Karlie Kloss, a longtime friend, I believe, were rumored to be together, or some. So this blind item reads, an A-list model with the alliteration for a name tried to extend the olive branch. Sorry, it's cut off. Blank. A recent life event for an A-list singer. Shot down. No response. Nothing from the A-list singer. Hey, the model gave it her best shot, so of course she's gonna take a couple of digs at the singer. The singer holds a grudge longer than anyone ever. You know why? You now know why, though. It's the singer's fault. She told the model to act a certain way, and when the singer and when didn't, the singer got testy. So people are alleging that Taylor Swift got mad that Karlie Kloss, I don't even know, fake nonsense. Again, there's reasons why you don't believe it, because even when you're sitting here clocking it, it's like, okay, they were friends though. This just sounds like two girls having an argument between a friendship. Again, people look at perspectives. Perspectives are based on everything. But yes, those were some. That's just. I just wanted to explain quickly what blind items are because I know that's trending on TikTok. And then the last topic in entertainment news is related to TikTok again, and that is UMG removing all of their artists' music from TikTok. I stand with TikTok on this. I stand on TikTok with this. If you don't know, UMG is Universal Music Group. They own the production and records of multiple artists such as Drake, Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande, Yeat, Nicki Minaj, all these big artists, and a bunch of smaller ones too. And UMG's deal with TikTok expired earlier this year, and TikTok or UMG had proposed the idea to TikTok that they to renew the deal that they would need to pay TikTok or TikTok would need to pay their artists a certain amount of money in order to, I don't know, pay for the streams. Now, in theory, that makes sense. Yeah, UMG obviously wants, you know, their artists to get the maximum dollar that they can from their music. Because just like if, you know, whatever we would be paying for, like if TikTok obviously paid for UMG to borrow to use the music, obviously TikTok or UMG is seeing the mass amount of people editing, remixing, chopping, screwing the music, so obviously UMG wants to add another protective layer for their artists. I hear that. My issue is, why would TikTok pay for premium, you know, a premium penny when you can only use a minute of the song? Why am I paying for the entire streaming when I can only use a minute of the song? I don't think that makes any sense. I stand with TikTok on that. And it's also not like the artists themselves are jumping up on TikTok to even push the music. People are just like regular folk are putting this music or displaying this, promoting this music basically for free to give this artist free promo. A snippet of that song will go viral and people will pander to any mainstream streaming platform to play the song. Obviously now, with the rise of chopped and screwed and slowed and reverbed, people are going now to SoundCloud to listen to more independent artists kind of mix and master stuff. But then also now artists themselves are coming out with like 50 versions, chopped, screwed, reversed, smacked, hit, upside down, flipped of their own song. Like Young Miami came out with eight different versions of Yams. Chops, let me read it for you. Let me read it for you. Because it's actually unbelievable, and I'm gonna play you a snippet of it. I need you to laugh with me because Carisha. Carisha. Because Carisha, please. Oh, the song is called Fitty Fitty. So there's, again, eight versions of this. We got Fitty Fitty, explicit, Fitty Fitty, clean, clean. Fitty Fitty sped up. Fitty Fitty sped up clean. Fitty Fitty slowed down. Fitty Fitty slowed down clean. Fitty Fitty chopped and screwed. 50-50 chopped and screwed clean. Carisha, please. Girl, you gotta be joking. 8 versions of the same song, and let's give it a gander. Let's give it a little listen. I really want to hear. I don't think this is her song Yams, but and see, I actually probably wouldn't have a problem with this rollout. I wouldn't have a problem. I would actually, because girl, again, 8 is crazy. But if she did it a little bit better, I probably wouldn't have a problem with this rollout. My issue is, Carisha, you're only doing this because JT is having her rollout, girl. Don't be like that. Don't be like that. You've never truly supported her. Every time JT had the speculation or tried to push out her own music that wasn't related to City Girls, you would jump your neck. And since, you know, you had Diddy, you was like, oh, forget the City Girls, forget JT, I got my man, he, you know, he spoiling me, he paying me, da-da-da, I'm Diddy's girl. Now Diddy don't got the funds, so, yams. But yeah, I, again, stand with TikTok for standing 10 toes behind the fact that they're not going to give in and pay these artists millions of more dollars when, again, you can't use the full song. Majority of the time, it's not even like the full song is going viral, it's snippets of the song that goes viral, and those snippets are always within like the copyright like guidelines. So again, I don't see why TikTok should pay any more money than the money that's within the deal to even use the songs to begin with. And also, as a constant avid TikTok user, I really don't mind. I love you, Drake, I love you, if you hear this, baby, come home. But I really don't mind not hearing a Drake song or a Yeet song or Yes and like great songs, but if that's all I'm hearing on my For You page, because the minute you engage with one video like that, it's all your For You page is gonna be. It's just like, oh my goodness, damn, can we get something else? Like, bring back when TikTok was funny. Not to get off track again, but just because I started talking about this, I am actually so happy that TikTok is now becoming a creative again. People can start being like funny. I've been on TikTok since it was Musical.ly, but actively again on TikTok since like 2019. And seeing, like, I remember when on TikTok you had to write on paper or something, or like record your video on Snapchat with the text to then upload it on TikTok and then add a sound, because TikTok didn't have the text option. So if you wanted to add text, you'd have to get creative. I love it. I love that it's bringing back creativity. I feel like, you know, while we're using this social media, we might as well bring our creative sides to it and, you know, let it see where it takes us. Because like Milk Tea, I miss those creative dances. Yo, bring them back. If you are a actual dancer, I'm so sorry. TikTok scared y'all off, scared y'all away. If you're an actual singer, if you're a for real, I don't know, whatever you do that's unique and a niche to you or whatever, bring it back to TikTok. Bring that originality, creativity back. It was funny. Like the WikiHow trend, people are talking about that again. Funniest thing ever. Indian TikTok 2020. Varley, every single Indian TikToker in 2020 deserves the fame that they got, because they brought so much creativity to that app, so much uniqueness to that app. And like, I just can't. I'm so happy that TikTok is on that trajectory, and I hope TikTok stands again firm and 10 toes behind the fact that they are not giving UMG a dime. A dime. Now, enjoy this quick intermission of a song break before we move on to our next segment, which is talking campus reports. Here's Yes and by Miss Ariana Grande. I hope you enjoy. I'll be back. Hello. And welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that little break. Yes and Stick Season by Noah Kahan were the two songs playing. Not the biggest Noah Kahan fan, but you know, Stick Season was a cute song. I do love a little folk. Cute little tidbit about me. I am recording this for my private story, but cute little tidbit about me. I used to do folk dance in the 6th grade, and my school won, I believe, first place, and then my group came second for folk dance, and I'm actually quite good at it, so that's a little tidbit about me, a little Black history fact. So, as promised, the next topic is campus reports. Starting off strong with our Black History Month. Happy Black History Month to all of my lovely, lovely Black people. I love you guys. Black excellence, Black success, Black prosperity is the only thing I'm wishing for y'all in your long lives to come. I love it. I love it. Sorry, one second. Yes, I'm so, so happy to celebrate Black History Month. I always go hard for Black History Month. I went to Res. Shout out Res as a high school. And no offense, they was not pushing Black History Month as hard as they was. We was not calling it Black History or Black Student Union. We called it, or yeah, we wanted to call it Black Student Union, BSU for short, but we had to call it Coming Together. It was something that was not Black Student Union because we wanted to make it feel included for all races to feel welcome. But again, it's a black club. I digress. But again, yes, I love to celebrate Black History. There's actually something I wanted to shout out. These lovely, lovely ladies. Let me get their names. Hold on. My lovely girls, Ash and Rena. Shout out to y'all. There is a Black Culture Night series going on February 28th from 4 to 8 p.m. Not too sure about exactly where, but let me get the website for y'all just so you can go. They are offering free food. All you got to do is register. You don't got to pay a dime. I love to hear it. Obviously I'm pushing this for my black folk, but if you're not black, bring a black person. Okay, if you're not black, the most you can do during this Black History Month, seeing as it's the second last day of Black History Month that this event is going on, the most you can do is bring a black person and slide them maybe $30. But yes, sign up. I'm trying to get the link for y'all. I'm sorry, should have done this before. But yeah, I just wanted to shout it out because I think it's so cute. It is wulu.ca1.qualtrics, qualtrics.com. Yeah, if you are unsure of exactly like what the website is or whatever, I believe if you go to the 24 Lounge, which is by the concourse, I'm not too good with directions, but if you go to the 24 Lounge, I'm pretty sure you can ask some questions around there and they would be more than happy to direct you to Ash or Rena or just help you themselves. So refer this to a black person or come yourself, the more the merrier. It's always a great time. Next on campus news. Now, this isn't to call out none of y'all. I know this. We're all living in economic disparity right now. We all got it hard, you know? It's tough for mom, pops, aunts, uncles alike. I hear it, I get it, I know it, because I'm living it. But my issue I'm having with some of y'all students, okay? I hear y'all got to pay so much for your rent, so much for your housing. Why do some of y'all believe it is morally just, morally right, to charge $1,100 to sublet a room? A singular room, a 2x4, basically jail cell. You want to sublet for $1,100 and it's not even including Wi-Fi or hydro? Are you kidding? And you have the audacity to spam post that on the community snap stories? Get out of here. Get out. Get out. Y'all, again, I get it. We're living in economic disparity. I get it. You didn't want to give up your place for the 2 months you're going to be away. Charging $1,000. Figure out a way to come up with the rest of that rent if you want someone to stay there, especially if you're not offering it covered with rent and hydro. I mean, utilities and hydro. Are you kidding? Oh my goodness. Seeing those spams, $999 for 3 months, and it doesn't include Wi-Fi. It basically comes with nothing. You need to bring everything and, yeah, basically build the house brick by brick, but at least you got a spot and you pay $900 a month for it. For, again, this is it's for a room. It's not even like these people are giving you, like, half of a section of like a house or something, like an entire basement. No, you're paying $1,100 for a 2x6 room, for a room that's barely gonna fit a queen bed. Are we joking? Side note, guys, should I get a soundboard? I feel like if I add a soundboard to this, it'll like a little Nicki Minaj moment. Like, I feel like that'll hit. Tune in after reading week and we'll see if I get a soundboard. But are you joking? $1,100? I, like, every time I'm seeing this, I'm actually, like, looking at y'all sideways. I'm actually looking at y'all sideways and I'm contemplating swiping up, adding y'all, and being like, have you lost your mind? Have we really lost our mind? Again, I recognize the economic disparity we're going through, but guys, and then posting that to social, brave. You all are brave. What's the solution? figure out a way to pay the rest, a majority of that rent, or figure out a way to, I don't know, collude with everybody you live with to rent this like entire place out on an Airbnb, or I don't know, just something to where you're not trying to continue to price gouge other people. And also, do you really think someone wants to live there for 2 months for $1,100 a month for those 2-3 months? I'm paying almost $4,000 for 3 months of living. And that doesn't include the rent or the food I'm buying, the clothes I need to buy, the Wi-Fi I need to pay for, the hydro I need to pay for, the water, gas, whatever. But hey, at least I got a place for $1,100. LMAO. LMAO. Next on this campus report. Again, we just like to circle back on that. I'm not judging. I get it. We all are going through, again, hard times. But this is laughable. It's actually laughable that you guys believe that someone, some fool, if you're the fool who did it, I'm sorry, but some fool is paying $1,100 for some rent. For a room. Next on this segment of Campus Report is student stories in Ontario universities. I was gonna have this be a negative one, because I had two stories, and I don't like to, you know, like SHIT talk other universities, but I'm hearing a major complaint about a lot of York University, like a lot of the York University students are addressing some complaints. I got a lot of friends that go to York U, shout out them, seeing as York U is pretty much a black, like a BSU. If you don't know what a BSU is, it's a, not a BSU, LMAO, basically a black school, like a predominantly black school. And yeah, a lot of the York University people are Nigerian, Jamaicans, shout out to my people. Anyways, so this is coming from a place of love if anybody from York or anybody who, you know, knows somebody who goes to York hears this. So this is just a rant that someone from York had to say. This person states that they are not an international student or anything, and they have lived in Ontario for most of their life, specifically in the GTA. Sorry, I'm just trying to pre-read the story again, because I had to get a new one from the one I wanted to tell you before, because I felt like the first one I had was not depressing, but like, it just wasn't giving y'all hope. Okay, so I chose to go to York University in April, and I thought it was a good choice because it was close to home and I could save money by commuting instead of living on dorm. The day comes around and they commute to school, coming to this huge university where they'd be spending the next 4 years, and nothing has lived up to the expectation. And the rant further goes on to just say that, especially in these bigger universities, TMU, Ryerson, heck, we could even say, like, Laurier and Waterloo, York, in these bigger, well-known universities, there's no sense of community. It's really hard to make friends. And, again, that's the first story I had tied to. It was quite sad. The person did say that they contemplated taking their life because of how bad the social life was. It was strictly them working on just school, and they had no support. It was a hard time for them to connect with their peers in class. It was a hard time for them to connect with peers on campus. They just really had a hard time making and sticking friends. And I feel like this is a major issue or complaint that I'm hearing amongst just about everybody. A lot of people don't live within these, you know, student houses or live on these streets close to home or close to the campus. So a lot of them are commuters. And I would argue that, like, these community, I would say it's on us. It's on the people that don't spend the time on campus. Because if you look at people who live on dorms, if you look at people who spend most of their time on campus, they never usually have a hard time making friends, finding friends, having a friend group. But for the people that commute, that's me. I do live in Waterloo, but I don't live on campus and I never have. It's on us to go out of our way to take that initiative to make friends. It's on us to go to stay after, you know, stay late after class, even if we have to miss our next bus, to stay late after class and to go to those public places to make friends. It's our job to reach out to students in school. Sorry, again, the window is open. I'm gonna close it. It is harder for us commuters to, again, maintain and also even initiate these friendships, but it is, again, on us to do that. Like, we aren't the ones on campus. We don't live on dorms. You know, these people can't just text us quickly, like, hey, girl, pop down at the plaza or pop out at Phil's or Herb or whatever. Come join us for the night out, because they know that you commute. And also, girl, if you got the head down and you run it out of class every single class, head down straight to the bus stop, who's going to even get a chance to even catch a breath of you? Who's going to even notice that she was there or not if you are dashing up out of class? And again, this is a personal call out because I'm the same. But as I'm talking to all the commuters out there, I know it's hard. I know you just want to be in your bed. You hate the fact that you had to be up hours early before class just to get here, and then to be in class for hours, and then be on campus for hours, and then commute again home for hours. I know it's treacherous. I get it. It's hard. But if we want to have these lasting like friendships, make these use this playground as our networking field, we got to hone in and really dive in on committing to making friends, committing to these people, committing and consistently pestering them, staying on campus longer, going to these events, signing up to do things. Like, I found this place, shout out Jackson. I would really like to say that. Jack and Jackson, shout out you. They had this poster up in the concourse talking about Radio Laurier, saying that they needed a talk show host in the morning. Because I decided to stay on campus later that day instead of run to my 202 bus, I was able to come across this opportunity, and now I get to do this and hopefully make even more friends from this. So I think this is a great opportunity. Coming, seeing is like, you know, midterms are, you know, resting a little bit. You know, people are either entering or finishing their midterms. I just finished my last one today. But I get, as midterm season dwindles, this is the time to start rebuilding to prepare for finals. This is the time to, hey, girl, like, you know, how'd you do on the midterm? Like, do you want to study together? Do you want to, you know, for the rest of the semester, make notes? Whatever, to retain and also initiate these friendships. Yeah. But yes, I wanted to further see some of the replies to the story and to see if other students were feeling something. Someone said, every day I park my car, then proceed to scream into my steering wheel for a good minute before I walk to class. Every school, regardless of where you'll go, will mentally and emotionally and physically drag you. You just got to keep going to get your degree and then enjoy the workforce, which we all know it's not going to be the cup of tea we want. Someone else said, hey, you're not alone in this. A lot of people expected you need to be different, but it turns out the opposite. This person said that they personally met a lot of people at York that they honestly wish they hadn't met, but regardless, it's helped them shape them into the person that they are today. Having one or two friends can make a huge difference. And that's the thing. Personally, I'm telling you here right now, my name is Patricia Elizabeth Gubeck, okay? I am one of the easiest people to talk to. All you got to do is just give me the green light that you want a conversation, and I will blab your ear off. And I promise you, we will walk away from this BFFs thinking that we've known each other for our whole lives. And it's usually that simple to just initiate a conversation, y'all. Just start it. Most times, everybody here is going through something. Everybody here could use a friend. Everybody here could use someone that they can depend on in this individualistic world that we're being pushed to live in, even though we are humans and encouraged to depend on people and have a community. Especially in this university era and age that we're in, where we're, you know, transitioning from being so dependent on our parents and dependent on this school system to being more independent, we need a community of people who also understand what we're going through. And it's easy to build that community. You just gotta talk. You just gotta run your mouth. You really just gotta do it. Maybe on my next segment, my next episode, I'll give y'all a cute little segment on how to talk, how to initiate conversation. And I'm not saying I'm the best conversationist, because, you know, I could really work on my listening skills. But initiating a dialogue with someone is really not that hard. Most times people just really want to be heard. Most times people want to feel seen. So it's really not that hard by, hey girl, you look great today. Thanks. Always starting off with a compliment or a joke or like something that you can, like, that's in common, or something to put them, I hate to say this, slightly higher on a pedestal to make someone feel good. Always will have them wanting to be around you. And that's something that I've learned. I have no problem, not, again, like, idolizing, pedestaling anybody, but praising, I guess, people to, you know, remind them that, hey, you matter. Like, hey, like, maybe, you know, on whatever you got going on in your day, whatever you got going on in your life, maybe you feel seen or you didn't feel seen, I'm gonna let you know today, Patricia Elizabeth sees you, and damn girl, you look good. Damn girl, you know, you put that on. Damn girl, you got great on that grade, period. You studied on that. Like, I will, to compliment and to uplift someone it's going to help you immediately start building a great foundation on a friendship. A great foundation on a friendship, because then they can know that they can depend on you on the days that they're having a hard day. Okay, the days that, you know, they feel like unseen, they know that they can come to someone that's going to notice them. Again, we're tuning in for another song break. To start, we are going to play Last Night by Morgan Wallen. Let's, you know, throw it a little country. And, you know, seeing as it's Black History Month, you know, shout out Morgan Wallen. If you get the joke, you get the joke. But yes, we're going to start off with a 5-minute song break again, and then we will tune back in for some music news, and probably I'll just combine it with economic news because I don't got that much music news. But yes, enjoy Last Night by Morgan Wallen. Be someone. Great song by Tracy Chapman, renditioned by Luke Combs. The two songs I played were Last Night by Morgan Wallen and Fast Car by Tracy Chapman, and then re-auditioned by Luke Combs. Great song. He really did eat with that. And it was also so cute to see them at the Grammys doing that. So great. So great to see Tracy up there. I believe she hasn't performed that song in a hot minute, so it was great to see. And also just cute to be put on a cute little new country song, because Last Night by Morgan Wallen was a great song. So as promised, we are back into our new segment, and it's music news. Woo! So, new album songs that have dropped tonight. I will be honest, I'm not going to be the best at this segment because I'm not really the hugest music person. But I do like to put y'all on because my brother is a huge music man and he puts me on to some pretty good songs. So, starting off strong, Yeet dropped 2093, the highly anticipated. It is, how many songs? What? Spotify did not put the number of songs, but yes, there's 22 songs. It seems pretty great, you know, I'm highly anticipating it. The one song I did like was I Love, and I will play you a little snippet of that. Oh my goodness, sorry, this is embarrassing, the fact that there's an ad, but it's because I don't use Spotify like that. I'm an Apple Music girl, so don't think I'm broke, y'all. Actually do, because sometimes my Apple Music payment be NSF, okay, if you know, you know. But just a cute little ad before I play the song. But yeah, it was a highly anticipated album. The vibes I'm getting from it is given futuristic. It's given, you know, like something new. Not new really, but yeah, I'd say new. I'd say new for Yeet, but it also is a little bit of a combination of like his older like stuff from like Two Alive to like mix up with a little bit more futuristic stuff. But yes, this is the beat. Like, come on, I love that, like, in and out. Like, hold on, let me get you some lyrics. Oh, forgot, and when I don't have premium, I can't skip. Like, I love when artists hit that deep voice. Like, even Playboi Carti. Yes, Vultures, that's another one. Vultures, Volume 1 dropped as well. But yeah, Cardi's newest, I don't know, era he's in, Deep Voice Cardi, I love it. I've been a Cash Cardi fan, but I just love men who put on a deep voice. I'm sorry, it sounds great on the mic. It sounds great in my ears. I love it. I love Cardi's new voice. I love this little deeper Yeet. I love that he's hitting us with that. But yeah, he did drop that. Gunna also dropped an album, I believe. Or no, it was a single called Bittersweet. One thing I don't like is when artists hit us with that. Oh, see, I can hit you with a slow song. See, some artists do it well. You know, 21 Savage, when he, you know, does a little slower melody song, I do like that. I'm just not the biggest fan when, like, I don't know. Even when 21 Savage did it, it took a minute to grow on me. I'm just not a big fan of, like, rap artists or, like, trap artists hitting us with, like, a little, like, I don't know, like, trust me, Gunna can hit us with a little moan in the ear, but, like, maybe this will take a minute to grow on me, but again, I'm just not the biggest fan of like what Lil Baby's doing. Like, I don't know if y'all heard some of them snippets. It's not. Let me see if I can find one. Let me see if I can find a clip of that snippet. And I'm not saying I'm a hater of it, but again, not a big fan of artists. Not even. This isn't him singing, but it's him not catching the beat. I feel like he's also teasing a beat. But yeah, there was a newer song that he came out with that hit us with, you know, a little slower rendition. And, oh, I think it was Crazy. I'm pretty sure it was Crazy. Maybe it's not. There was a song that Lil Baby had teased on his Instagram story, I believe, or maybe on Twitter, I'd seen it. And it was him hitting us with some more melodic stuff, which, again, cute that you got that versatility. But let's keep that in the vault. Let's keep it in the vault. Sorry if that came off as haterish. And I'm sorry that I didn't come with hard, hard facts. But I know if you scour the internet, Beyonce's internet, you'll be able to find the video I'm talking about. But that was pretty much it for, like, music news. If there is any more albums or songs and whatever that y'all got, let me know. But yeah, Vultures, the first rendition dropped. Huge fan. I love Carnival. Let me read you some of my favorites, okay? Because I feel like another highly anticipated album, and I can't wait for the next two installments. I'm really excited. Do It, that features YG and can't remember who else, because he did not put no credits in this. It just says Kanye West and Ty Dolla $ign, but I do know YG was on that. Carnival. I am a fan of Vultures. I know people don't like that. Beg Forgiveness. Wow. Back to Me. Again, heard that stream and all. It was all over TikTok as a snippet. Again, an amazing song. Stars is even a good one. Like, I do like some of the slower stuff. And again, Kanye, before a rapper, was a producer, okay? He was a man hustling up and down Chicago, up and down, you know, his streets, up and down the music industry to get someone to rap over his beats because he was mainly a producer. Love it. Love it. Playboi Carti, I love to hear you. Love to hear you with that deep voice on that mic. And bring back the birthmark. It's enough with the makeup, enough with the FX or whatever you're using to cover it up. Bring back the birthmark, okay? It's cute. I love it. How would your kids feel knowing that their dad is covering up his birthmark? And then the last segment for today, y'all, is economic news. And this is just going to be a brief one because, again, it ties back into, the campus report on, student housing. But this is more on a positive note, and this is to any of our BAs out there, anybody that is in Lazarus Business School. When you are thinking of starting a business, market to women. That's the consensus I'm getting from doing this economic news report. Because over the past year, both Taylor Swift and Beyonce were doing a national tour, both in the States or in North America and then also in Europe as well. And I believe Taylor Swift even went to Tokyo. So they were hitting all the hot spots. They were able to revive. Let me give you the direct number. Sorry, y'all. The Wi-Fi is just a little bit slow. The U.S. Travel Association noted the total economic impact of Swift's Eras Tour could exceed $10 billion in plus profit, basically, for the economies that they're hitting or the places that they're hitting. Yes, Taylor Swift also gave her employees and people that were working for her a pretty big bonus. Beyonce the same. Every city she had hit to had seen an economic surplus, had seen a boom in people spending at places they necessarily weren't spending at before. So bars, hotels, Airbnbs, all the beautiful places. Yeah, so they have generated combined around $10 billion in just the U.S. this year for their two tours. So, and again, I'm not saying, you know, only women like Beyonce and Taylor Swift, but majority of their fans are women. And to see the fact that these women not only bought clothes, entire outfits, entire aesthetics to shape around to fit the aesthetic of the concert and then also the aesthetic of just you know, what they believe to be represents these artists. So, you know, Beyonce with, like, all this, like, glitter, all this, like, you know, country or style, a hat to really hit them with. She's from Houston, she's Texas. And then also to, like, with Taylor Swift, again, another more country thing to really throw back to her roots. And then also to hit you with, like, you know, Pop Taylor, Sparkle Taylor, Glitz and Glamours. And it's just to see that women were able to go all out to fit an aesthetic is what I feel like the businessmen need to, and women need to start hearing. Women will buy just about everything. Men are great to market to as well, only if you want them to give your money in a potential that they can get something back. So if you are trying to invest, if you are trying to start up a business, whatever, though, you go to a man because they have no problem putting their money to something that can give them return. For a woman, as long as it fits a vibe, as long as it's cute on the aesthetic, as long as it's cute on the wrist, looks cute, smells cute, acts cute, like whatever, she's gonna get it because it'll she can attach that to her identity. And I feel like maybe this ties into, like, misogyny or whatever, when, like, women didn't have a voice, so to, like, express themselves, they had to use, like, objects that, like, they could get their husbands to buy or whatever. I don't know. Hey, don't, I'm not no gender studies major, okay? But I think that is what I would believe, like, why women have no problem splurging, spending their last dollar on anything that'll fit an aesthetic that they want. Again, look at Stanley Cup. They used to have a $70 million profit for their margins when they were selling, when they were marketing and selling mainly towards men. The minute they brought on a creative director, that a woman creative director, that had told them to pivot their marketing towards women, they had seen a 10x increase of $700 million from just changing their marketing from just having generic green, blue, forest green, whatever, black, to then having more pastel colors, more pink colors, more, you know, female colors. They were able to, again, 10x their return, 10x their revenue by just marketing towards women. Women, again, I'm not saying we're, you know, brainless, dumb, whatever. We are quite intelligent, but we also know if it's gonna look cute on me, I'm gonna get it. Like, what? If it's gonna match my vibe, if it's pink, if it's cute, if it's fluffy, if it's cute, if it's sparkly, if it's glitter, if it's whatever, and it matches my vibe, it matches my aesthetic, I want it and I'm gonna get it. Like, I don't know. I do know, actually, because I'm a woman and I understand. I just don't understand why the marketing men aren't, like, scanning and analyzing and, like, honing in on this. And, you know, maybe, again, it could be misogyny. You know, they're like, oh, well, women don't make enough, so screw them. How are they going to buy anything? But, again, to all my BAs out there, to all my future entrepreneurs, to all my future inventors, market, create, design, cater to women. Women will be your best friends. Women will love you. And they're also great, consistent customers because women love to re-up. Women love to put other women on. All that. So, again, market towards women. That is all for Trish Talk for this week, guys. I know it's a little bit shorter, but it's also because I had a huge delay in the beginning trying to get this mic and these headsets to work. Still learning. So give your feedback on what you thought about this episode. No specific name, just episode one, maybe pilot. We'll call it that. The plan was to record it and then upload it to the YouTube Trish Talk. But I just needed my phone and then the Wi-Fi wasn't working and blah, 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 blah. Just me trying to give y'all a crack of nonsense and come up with excuses. I'm sorry. Following reading week, I will do that. I will come prepared with a tripod and mics and everything and film for y'all. I didn't mention this before, but happy love week. I know Valentine's Day was this week, and to all the girlies, gays, theys who didn't get a Valentine's Day gift or have a lover to be booed up with at night, that is more than fine. Just know that, again, I would love you like any partner would. And again, it's not the end all be all if you don't get one this year. There's still a plethora of days in the end of the year for them to celebrate, for someone to celebrate you and love you. And you also got next year. Because God willing, you make it to that. That sounded too depressing. That was very sad. But yes, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Trish Talk. Follow the socials, Trish Talk Wulu on Instagram, and then Trish Talk Everything on X, Twitter, TikTok. I keep calling X and Twitter two different apps, but they're the same app. But yes, I will see you guys post-reading week. Have a great, great long weekend, even though it kind of doesn't really make any sense as a long weekend because it's also our reading week. But have a great reading week. I will see you guys on the following Friday with a new topic. And yeah, stay pretty, stay fun, stay fresh. I love y'all, and I'll see you soon. Bye.